First, though, an executive order President Trump signed Tuesday says meat and poultry processing plants must stay open. He invoked the Defense Production Act, though the order didn't specify prioritizing meatpackers' safety. And we're talking about what changes with that order. We want to hear from you. Do you work in a meatpacking plant? What's your experience like? Maybe you think it's the right call to shut down plants with hotspots, or maybe you think it's critical that these packing plants stay open. Weigh in at 800-642-1234. Just a week ago on Central Time, we talked with Deborah Berkowitz about spikes in confirmed COVID-19 cases in several plants around the Midwest, including here in Wisconsin. She is a worker health and safety director at the National Employment Law Project, also a former OSHA chief of staff. And we've asked her back to discuss this latest development. Deborah, thank you for being here again on the Ideas Network.
Hey, thank you for having me again.
What has changed in this last week in meat and poultry processing facilities? What do we really need to know now?
So I guess, you know, a lot more plants have closed, including some in Wisconsin, you know, the JBS plant. And I think what we are finding out is that these cases that spread in the plants so rapidly, that did not have to happen. It wasn't inevitable that somehow meat packing was conducive to the spread of COVID-19, you know, because you're dealing with meat or it's cold. It's really because the industry, and especially the biggest players who lead the industry, JBS, Millfield, Tyson's, you know, way back in March, in early March and mid-March, they just kept the plants going as usual and did not really implement the basic CDC guidance that we're all supposed to live with about 6 feet apart and wear masks, because even 6 feet apart may not be protective. And so what happened is it spread very easily through these plants. Workers got sick. You know, we have 17 workers dead. I think 4,000 workers, maybe 5,000, 6,000 by now, meatpacking and poultry workers who've been tested that have been infected. And, you know, worker safety and health in the meatpacking industry is really in crisis.
Yeah, and let's talk about that more. Yesterday in a White House meeting with Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, President Trump was asked about the order that he signed, and here's part of that exchange. It starts with a reporter.
How do you protect the workers, though, in those plants? What are you doing to protect
them?
Well,
we're doing that. We're going to have a report on that probably this afternoon. We're going to have good form of protection, and through quarantine, when we find somebody that's not, we're going to be very, they're going to be very careful. They are. As to who's going into the plant, and the quarantine is going to be very strong, and we're going to make people better when they have a problem. We're going to get them better. Hopefully, they're going to get better.
Deborah, is there anything in this order from the White House itself that gives teeth to enforcing safety standards at these facilities?
So there's nothing in the order that sets any standards or requirements for industry to follow to protect workers. There are no enforceable standards coming out of the White House, coming out of OSHA, coming out of the Department of Labor. They merely have guidance that's voluntary. It's advice. Employers don't have to follow it. And if they don't want to follow it, there's no consequences except workers get sick. I want to make it clear that the Department of Labor and this administration that and this executive order, they have failed in their, they have a responsibility to make sure that workers are safe at work. Every employer has the responsibility to provide a safe workplace. And there's an agency called OSHA whose job is to assure that employers provide the safe workplace. But in this crisis, they issued no specific standards or requirements for industry to follow. So they don't have to put workers 6 feet apart. They don't have to give them masks. They can smush workers together in a break room until they all get sick. They don't have to do anything. And so what happened is they didn't. You know, this is an industry that's quite a dangerous industry. And, you know, over the decades has really cut corners on worker safety so that, you know, they have very high number of amputations, like JBS Pilgrim's Pride is one of the highest number of amputations. you know, of any industry and amputation rate. I mean, these are, it's a dangerous workplace. And why would you think that an industry that doesn't normally prioritize worker safety would do things voluntarily, where that you could just trust them to do the right thing? I think industry just wanted to keep production going and keep their profits going. And what really has to happen is we need to keep workers 6 feet apart, not 2 feet apart. And CDC made it clear, and they can't work across from one another. Packing houses have workers working side by side along long metal tables and across from one another, all making like 10,000 or 11,000 cuts a day to process the pork or the beef or the chickens, you know, that we buy in the supermarket. Everybody's slicing and cutting and dicing and pulling. But if you're going to move workers 6 feet apart, that means you're going to produce less and things are going to slow down. But then you wouldn't have the plant shutting down.
Right,
and,
right.
You know,
to slow down the line. Yeah, because the line moves too quickly for workers to be that far apart and to actually do what they're supposed to do because production moves so quickly.
But we're all making sacrifices, right? 50% of American households have lost some income or have lost all their income. So their industries, whole industries that are closed. Look at the retail industry. So this is an industry that needs to step up and do its part. It's, you know, they make huge profits, but do its part for the communities and the public health. It's just not right to blame everything on workers or blame everything on someone else when they could put in policies and practices in the workplace, keep employees apart, build break rooms outside so they're not all crowded in together, give employees masks, let them go to the bathroom many times during the day so they can wash their hands, and you wouldn't have this outbreak.
Deborah Berkowitz is the Worker Health and Safety Director at the National Employment Law Project. Also, she's a former OSHA Chief of Staff. And we are talking about meatpacking plants and the president's order that they should stay open while many plants have closed down because of outbreaks of COVID-19. And yesterday, in the daily DHS coronavirus briefing here in Wisconsin, we've got Governor Evers responding to the president's order. Let's give a little bit of a listen to one of the things he said.
The president's outreach on this issue, order on this issue, is important for making sure that our supply chain is good and make sure that we have good, nutritious meals. But at the other side of the story, we also have to make sure that our workers are healthy. And I don't think one can happen without the other. And so our goal is to be as cooperative as possible, but we do need to get those workers tested and their families tested. And because English isn't always the first language of the people that are in these situations, we need to make sure that things are done appropriately, culturally competently.
So Deborah Evers there is, you know, the governor of Wisconsin talking about this. We also see county health leaders in our state saying we can't allow these to reopen right now. They are closed down for a specific reason. So is the order from the president just opening things back up? Or do we have layers of other governance that could keep these meatpacking plants shut down?
You know, I think this order was more about intimidating governors and local officials to not close these plants. You know, I don't think there's really anything in the order that, you know, says that, you know, claims to give powers to anybody to force plants to stay open. And I think, you know, the local officials, the state officials are doing it right. You have to protect your communities. You have to protect your, you know, the people that live in your state, because you don't want a second wave. And it's important to get the plants so they can redesign things. I want to make one thing very clear. Some of the plants are putting workers back shoulder to shoulder with these plastic shield, plastic dividers between them. There is absolutely no evidence that those work in a meatpacking plant. I just want to make clear, workers have to be 6 feet apart. That is the gold standard. And yes, one day we will have testing for everybody, but we don't. And until we have testing for everybody to go to work every morning and see if you have it or you don't, we need to sort of change the way we do things to save communities and to save workers. And I also want to say that I think the president created a false choice. It's not a choice between feeding America and keeping workers safe. You can do both. And I also want to say one other thing. We're not running out of food in this country. Cargill, a big meat producer, said they disagreed with Tyson's and that ad that they took out. Further, just yesterday, the USDA just signed an order to send 1 million pounds of pork over to China.
All right. Yeah. Deborah, we're going to have to leave it there, but this is clearly an ongoing story, and we're certainly going to keep talking about it. Thank you so much for your conversation today.
Okay. It was wonderful to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Deborah Berkowitz is Worker Health and Safety Director at the National Employment Law Project, also a former OSHA Chief of Staff. And we talked to her today about President Trump's executive order that meatpacking and poultry plants should stay open. This is Central Time.